One aspect of a way to deal with this, at the very least, would be to pass the tax cuts for 98% of the American people. That would deal with a chunk of the so-called fiscal cliff.
Yeah, we're tired of the same old out of D.C. That's the mouthpiece from the White House, Jay Carney. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to the left coast, the right coast, and all my friends in the flyover states and beyond our borders, too. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight. If this is the first time you tuned in, welcome to the party on the overnight highway. Coming up in this hour, I'm going to introduce you to somebody pretty cool, as we're talking about this story of the wind and what you and I pay for the wind. I know it sounds confusing. I will explain. I want that electricity from the wind-powered electricity, which makes up a whopping 3% of our electricity. Yep, but you know what we're paying for it, taxpayers? We're paying over $12 billion for it. Yeah, $12 billion. You know, I'm not for eliminating ideas. I'm not for eliminating, hey, better ways to do some things. But it's a grab bag, and it's just a way to subsidize money for people who already have money. That's the funny thing about wind power. Sorry so much, T. Boone Pickens, but it is true. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Bonner Cohen. He's analyzed this backwards and forwards, and he's going to tell you some of the shocking, and I mean it is shocking, some of the shocking things that you will not believe that really go into this whole subsidizing wind thing, including, are you in a windy state? Yeah, think about this, too. So are you in a windy state where there's even the possibility of you getting a benefit from it? Or do you live in a state where, you know what, it's just not really that windy that much? I have lived in some windy places, like Dallas, Texas, like Chicago, like the central coast of California, Pismo Beach. Oh, you can fly a kite almost every single day. But anyway, the production tax credit is what I'm talking about. It costs us billions, billions, billions of dollars. And if they're looking for things to slice, why don't they phase this out? It's a $12.2 billion subsidy that we do not need. It sounds good. Oh, we're developing wind for electricity as an alternative. Isn't that great? Renewable. Woohoo! I love it. It's not realistic. 3% of the electricity? Wind is intermittent. Do we know? Does anyone out there? And if you can tell me this, I want to hear how you know this. I have checked with lots of sources, and trust me, there is no source that will tell me that wind will always be here. Yes, Kate, wind will always be here. We will have 90% of wind that will increase across some of these areas where they just never seem to get any wind, and that's why you get a sunburn when you visit some of them, because there's nothing to cool you off. There's never any wind. Anyway, we're going to save that for our next segment, and it's about, you know, government overreach in a sense. So you'll hear all about that when we talk to Dr. Cohen. In the meantime, it was about coming to grips with reality for Susan Rice, the UN ambassador, who had high hopes of becoming the Secretary of State. The problem is she didn't read off a teleprompter, but she read off of notes that she was supposedly given as the official reason for what happened in Benghazi at the U.S. consulate, or what acted as a consulate in a way, where Ambassador Stevens was killed and three other people. So this is the story that's not going away, and it's not Fox News just pressing the button on this. There's a lot of people that want the answers to why Stevens, who was a career public servant and the two SEALs, ex-SEALs that were there, and the other career man that was there, that was involved in what happened in Benghazi, that they should have been murdered the way they shouldn't have been murdered the way they were. So it is pretty easy. Who, what, where, when, and why? Who, what, where, when, and why? If we just know the answers to that, then this whole thing could have ended way back in September instead of continuing to be a story all the way through December. So reality sets in for Susan Rice, and she removes her name from consideration for Secretary of State. She says, it's too much of a distraction. The American people deserve better. And realizing there is just no way that Lindsey Graham or John McCain or some others are going to dump this, they wouldn't approve her. She would just poison the well. So she realizes she's not going to get approved. It would be, hell or high water, one of those kind of things. There are a lot of people digging their heels in, so she's done. She says that's it. She called the president and decided it's lengthy, it's costly, this makes no sense. I'm withdrawing my name. That's the smartest move that she could have made, because this has gone on since September 16th. Do you believe it? That's when she said that it was a spontaneous demonstration that spun out of control that led to what happened in Benghazi. Once those words left her mouth on the Sunday show, that was it. Then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So she said she remains fully confident that she could have served as an effective Secretary of State, but suggested the confirmation process would have just hurt the administration way, 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 way too much. And that's it. Experience shows you when you go through what happened and it becomes a national outrage, and then you don't come back and explain, okay, this is what happened, this is what the deal is, this is what we know, this is what we don't know. I've said this already before on the show, and you've heard it probably a couple of different times. The hardest thing for people to do is say they don't know. Not everyone. And I don't know why that is. Why can people not say they don't know, especially when they're in a position of power? Embarrassment, fear of losing their job, or thinking that somehow it lessens their ability to do the job. I don't know what her reasons were, or what the reasons were that she got these talking points, because I guess they assumed, okay, just this is it, give the talking points. And once the thing exploded over the film, and it had nothing to do with the film, and you realize the date of September 11th, what it truly, to me, is, I really believe this, we don't want to alarm people. Let's not call it a September 11th reaction, because, geez, we've had great luck with this. We have great people in intelligence, and we've been able to stop everything on our shores, for the most part, and then talk about it afterwards and say, listen to what we stopped and look what happened here, and we had cooperation. So on all those anniversaries, we always hear from Al Jazeera or some other source that we're going to have some kind of an attack or an event on September 11th. And I think that played into part of, this is what happened there. I bet let's put it on this and then let's be done with it. But that was the wrong move to make. Dr. Cohen, coming up on the flip side, we're talking about wind.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Young love with more ahead than me. Tell me what are you setting out to find?
We've talked a lot on this show about waste and money that's coming out of your pocket and my money. Well, how about the production tax credit when you are totally reliant on it, like wind energy? Hello? So should it be allowed to expire? We're talking about Congress and the wind subsidy. Because can we afford this? All the other things that we're saying that we can't afford, taxpayers, the billions of dollars, why would we worry about this wind subsidy? The people in the business are worried about it, but it's ridiculous that we'd be worried about it and want to pay for it. So we need to rattle some cages and make some noise. Joining us now is Dr. Bonner Cohen. He's a senior fellow of the National Center for Public Policy Research. He just did a whole analysis of this on the wind production tax credit. Dr. Cohen, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, you compared it to corporate welfare at its worst. Why do you say it's corporate welfare?
Because this is a transfer of wealth from American taxpayers to the wind industry for the sole purpose of propping up that wind industry, an industry that apparently believes it can't survive without a helping hand from the American taxpayers. The wind people have lobbyists roaming Capitol Hill, even as we speak, cajoling, browbeating, pleading, threatening lawmakers to please extend the production tax credit, which is a subsidy, for yet again. Now, this particular subsidy to the wind industry has been in effect for 20 years, since 1992. It has already been extended six times, and now they say, well, let's extend it again, but this will be the last time. But, of course, it's been the last time, the six times before that. So, and what this means is the American taxpayers are subsidizing an industry that accounts for roughly 3% of our electricity, an industry which is intermittent, unreliable, unaffordable, and non-competitive. And it always will be because Mother Nature, just every now and then, decides she's not going to blow any wind. And when there is no wind, the wind industry produces absolutely no energy whatsoever, which means it has to have a backup, which is either natural gas or coal or whatever else there is. And that raises a question, well, why bother with the wind to begin with? Because when the wind doesn't blow, the so-called industry produces absolutely no electricity.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting is you talk about that 3%. So off the top of my head, I'm thinking about this, and you wrote about this too. You give specific numbers on this. How, you know, what happens to a state when they're not, you know, it's not Dallas where there's a lot of wind at times, or the Windy City, or a place in the desert like Palm Springs where they have some wind? What happens in California, of course? What happens when you're in a state where there's not a lot of wind? Are they still have to pay for this, don't they?
That's exactly right. Because this subsidy, which is a federal subsidy, is levied across the board. All residents of all 50 states have to pay it. You've raised a very good point, because residents in low-wind states, which is most of the southeastern U.S., a huge chunk of the east, and actually most states east of the Mississippi River, we just don't get that much wind. Nevertheless, we are expected to subsidize an industry which is located primarily with, you know, the great wind farms in the Great Plains, in the west, in West Texas, to Dallas, and, west of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But even there, they're there for the sole reason that they're being subsidized. Believe me, if there were no subsidy, and if you didn't have these state mandates, some states require that a certain percentage of the electricity produced in that state come from renewable sources. What that actually does is it guarantees the wind industry a piece of the action. So in addition to the 29 states that have renewable energy mandates, in addition to that, the wind industry says, oh, yes, but we also need a subsidy. So they want to double dip is what they want to do, and they have been double dipping, and they have been double dipping for a long time. Now, this is a country facing a $16 trillion debt. We can't afford to pass money out to politically favored institutions anymore. It's Washington's crony capitalism. It is live and well. It's an absolute obscenity. And it's time to put an end to this. And Congress has an opportunity now to show whether it's serious about dealing with the debt and it's serious about cleaning up its act, which means putting an end to corporate welfare and crony capitalism, which are endemic to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and why won't they do this? I mean, doesn't this seem to be a layup, or is it because I might be answering my own question? They have a strong lobby because this is their bread and butter, $12.2 billion, as you said, six times renewed. I would think there would be a push to get rid of this. I mean, isn't this an obvious layup slice when they talk about
it certainly should be, because it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And now that, in fact, there is a push, I was a participant this morning in a press conference on Capitol Hill where representatives of grassroots groups and other think tanks got up and said, look, it's time to put an end to this. What was originally introduced as a helping hand has now become part of the business model for the wind industry. They simply expect to get their little shot of cocaine every now and then to keep them on their high. And it's time to cut these people off. And it's not just the American taxpayers who are losing on this. It's also the American ratepayers, because wind is non-competitive, and it simply drives up the cost of electricity. Now, you're calling me from Dallas. Just to the west of you is a city called Fort Worth,
mm-hmm.
which you know quite well.
Yeah.
And people in Fort Worth and Dallas don't like each other, but that's another story. Okay. But beneath the feet of the people living in Fort Worth is a huge amount of natural gas in the Barnett Shale. And we have shale formations all throughout the United States, which it turns out we always knew that we were the Saudi Arabia of coal. Well, it turns out we're also the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, and for that matter, we're also the Saudi Arabia of oil. So here we are in the midst of the shale revolution, which is going to enable the United States to become the cheapest producer of natural gas. We already are the cheapest producer of natural gas in the world, And will it also enable us, we're also the fastest growing oil producer in the world, despite the federal government's best efforts to deny us access to huge amounts of oil reserves. And so if, with all of this natural gas and all of this oil and all of this coal, what in the world are we doing getting American taxpayers' money and lavishing those funds on an industry that cannot stand on its own 2 feet and will never be able to stand on its own 2 feet?
Yeah, and Dr. Cohen, here's the other thing, correct me if I'm wrong. How many people, even if we were the windiest country in the world, how many people could even afford to individually, you know, because some people would have to draw their own power, set up one of these windmills in their backyard? I know of two people in the whole country that I know that can afford it.
You know, you can't do it. So what happens is the wind industry comes in and they give you know, some royalties to people who live out in the out in rural areas where you do have some wind, and those mostly farmers and ranchers, and they derive some money from that in much the same way that they derive money if they have oil or natural gas on their property. We have mineral rights in this country. But here's the big difference. Wind is intermittent, and it's unreliable, and it's unaffordable. It's a completely phony source of energy. When, you know, when wind energy came along, it was the 10th century A.D., and our ancestors abandoned wind for steam power several hundred years ago, and it's been brought back simply because of political fashion. And we are finding out, and the Europeans are finding out, and other people are finding out, you can't rely on wind. Wind is unaffordable. So what in the world are we doing propping up this utterly phony industry? By the way, it's an industry that's environmentally destructive. It's environmentally destructive because hundreds of thousands of birds and bats are killed every year in the blades of these wind turbines that you can see sprouting up all across the United States. And that in and of itself is dreadful. You know, bats may not be the most lovable creatures on the face of the earth. However, they serve a very useful function. They eat insects. And do we really want a country with more insects? I don't think we do, because that's going to help spread diseases to people as well as to crops. So it's an eminently destructive industry, and we have that industry solely because of the corporate welfare that's lavished on that industry from Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Dr. Bonner Cohen, keep applying the pressure. Makes sense to me. I don't see how we can afford $12.2 billion.
We can't, believe me.
Intermittent one. Yeah, we're broke. We know it.
Yeah,
look in your. Yeah, I always say, what's in your wallet? You know, all we have to do is steal the commercial, and we know. Doc, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We look forward to talking to you in the future.
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
They were just getting ready to swing, knock me out with a baseball bat.
Colorado, legally, you can smoke a little bit of marijuana anyway. You got an ounce? That's okay. However, immediately it is being challenged, creating what ultimately could be a big, giant showdown over the pot plant marijuana. Is it good, bad, or you don't really care? It is a big issue. It's a big issue because now that you have the legalization, and there are some vague things that don't sort of make sense as to how you're supposed to enforce, not enforce, and the feds come racing in, and they're definitely, the Justice Department is definitely, I think, going to put the kibosh on all of this. It's going to go all the way up through the courts. And can you imagine really tackling this one? You have hardcore people on both sides. Sounds familiar in about five different issues that we have. If we had burners, if we had five burners right in front of me and right in front of you, what do you think the hot topics would be? Always, probably throughout the rest of my life, you have abortion, religion, you definitely have gay marriage mixed into that. You certainly have, I think, the legalization or not of marijuana and the immigration issue. I mean, we could add more burners, but to me those are definitely top fives. So when we talk about marijuana, the rehab people say it's a gateway drug, leads to other things, violence, meth, the things that we have seen from people who are just crazy out of their mind on meth, lose everything, will shoot to get some, will do whatever. And then you have law enforcement people who say it's ridiculous, so much money is wasted in the courts, we could throw out all this silly possession charge stuff and save a ton of money, process real criminals that are doing harm to people, and forget about the marijuana thing. So, definitively, where do you stand on the pot issue? Is it a no-brainer? We just shouldn't legalize marijuana, except for medical marijuana. Okay, that's a whole different story. People who are dying of cancer and other horrible things, what a relief it is, and it's fair to have the legalization of medical marijuana, but let's not go over board with the legalization of marijuana. I may surprise a few of you and say, although I am not at all a drug taker or pot smoker or whatever, I think that we have some pretty good grounds on legalizing marijuana. And I've talked to some of the most hardened law enforcement guys, I think ever in my career this past 2 years, who have kind of persuaded me of that. Because before I would have said, oh, you know, I've heard too many things about the what this ultimately leads to for so many people, and it's sad, and it's blah, blah, blah. But what you do to yourself is one thing, because we could say that with alcohol and cigarettes and other things. And if you're not harming anyone else, the argument will be, just like it is with alcohol, well, what about people that are trashed out of their heads driving? How impaired are they, and could they kill you in an accident? And the answer is, well, could, of course. But you could say the same thing about distracted drivers and people who drink, even just a little bit. And I don't believe that in the next decade we're gonna ultimately have that answer. It's a law. Boom. Legalize, let's forget about it, let's throw this whole debate away, because now we finally have decided that this is what we're gonna do as a nation. We voted on it. I don't think so. I think somebody is token up somewhere right now listening to America Tonight. So I'm saying, when I talked to the ex-police chief in Philadelphia and in Los Angeles, and talked to them about where we would be if we weren't going after people who were just carrying around a little bit of pot, and how much money it would save in the courts, and how much more efficient they would be in some of these cities, and why it is such a waste of time to go in this direction. Of course, the drug cartels, I am certain, would prefer not to have legalized marijuana, even if it takes just a little chunk of the business away. Because pot smoking, believe it or not, is way up. A lot of kids smoking pot. A lot of people smoke pot. We've had many on our show. We've had people who have really ripped up their lives because of drugs. We had a guy on a month and a half ago who told his sad tale of going from Silver Spoon, tennis scholarship, world by the tail, to homeless, living under a bridge, his family at their wit's end after sending him 7 times to rehab, and he swears that pot is a gateway drug. We're going to have a debate on the show with people who say yes to legalize marijuana and people who say no way. At the same time, we're going to do that coming into 2013. That's one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to have more live debates, and that will certainly be one of them. Of the 5 burners, every single one of the burners is red, smoking hot. And I think the legalization issue with Washington State and Colorado, the Justice Department is going to try to squash that as soon as they can. And there's confusion That's what's enforceable and what's not enforceable in both of those places, by the way. They're trying to figure out what workplaces can do if somebody comes in and they're trashed out of their mind. And, you know, how do you determine that? And blah, 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 on and on as to this, you know, the issue. To me, I think you go to, if it's not harming you, think about it. Look at all the other things that we are dealing with. Do we need to deal with small, tiny bits of marijuana? Do we need to deal with that? And I'm not saying someone who's king crop grower and is making a gazillion dollars and has acres and acres of pot. I'm not saying let's have a ganja fest, but I'm saying small little amounts that people are possessing. Stacy in Mississippi, we woke him up. Hey, Stacy.
How are you doing, Steve?
I'm good. What do you say, Stace? Yay or nay on legalized?
Well, I say yay, and I'm going to tell you why. All right, let's go. Let's go all the way back to Indians. They just smoked the back of them peace pipe and smoked the weed. I don't smoke marijuana. I did when I was a kid. Of course, most people do when they're a kid. They try weed.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Anyway, that's just like alcohol, which is, if I drink a beer, I do it in my driveway or my house. Alcohol, the reason alcohol is legal now, because the Christian steals and the government got a way to tax it. Okay? They can't figure out a way to tax marijuana because you got a male and a female plant. They pollinate each other and then you got seed. And then they cannot figure out a way to tax it is the reason they would be against it. That is just the bottom line. I don't smoke marijuana. I did when I was a kid. I did not now. They cannot figure out a way to tax it. That's the bottom line. It's like liquor. They figured out a way. Crush the steels. Let's put it in breweries. We can tax it and sell it in stores. Well, I can't figure out a way to do this because it's got seeds. And, I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Now, you're absolutely right. If we can tax it, make money on it, we love it. If we can't, and we can't have a piece of this, it's like gold, Stacey. They're talking about now trying to go after gold because gold was the one investment where you weren't paying on it. And now, naturally, the government wants their take on it. And you're right. It's absolutely the same thing with pot.
I mean, that's the bottom line of it. Is the government wants a piece of it. If they can stop it from producing seeds and they can just grow it, just like they do at Mississippi State College, they got fields of it growing up there with big fences around it and everything.
Uh-huh.
But if they can stop it from producing seeds, which they cannot, as God's, it come out of the ground, I don't see what's wrong with it. And I tell you what, I'd rather meet a person smoking a joint going down the road and I ain't see them drinking a mixed drink going down the road. I do not swear to God, I do not smoke marijuana. I did when I was a kid. But, yeah, I'm part of being legal, but not being run up down the road, smoking, walking up down the street like a thug or nothing. I'm not part of that. But I'm just telling you the reason I want it legalized is because they cannot figure out a way to tax it. That's it. Just think about it. And then alcohol, they crush the steels, and that's the only way you can get it is buying stores now. And that's why they crushed all the steels, like on Andy Griffin, crushing all the steels and everything. Well, they started taxing the stuff, so they're getting their part. Well, they're not getting their part out of marijuana, they figure out a way to tax it. Then it's going to be okay. You mark my word, Dan. It's exactly what the whole deal is about.
Stacey, that was I agree with your argument. You're absolutely right. California, they've talked about that. Hey, if we can figure out a way to tax this, then we could solve some of our financial problems taxing marijuana, getting our little piece of it. How do we regulate it? Because that's also part of the problem in Colorado and Washington State. How do you legally get marijuana? Oh, my. Mailbag coming up around the bend. Love those lame ducks. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ronstadt used to be the girlfriend of the current governor of California, Jerry Brown, first time around when he was governor. Yep, and now I don't know what's happened to Linda Ronstadt. I have no idea where where he is or where she is. I know where he is, but I have no idea where she is.
Whoops.
Right now. She's probably doing concerts. I mean, it's such a great gig when you're in the music industry. Because if you really have passion for singing and playing and whatnot, so you become this superstar for however long, and you're playing big, big places. Then you get to play the medium-sized places. Then you get to play the tiny places. But you still make an awesome living, and you're still playing. Some opt not to do that. John Bon Jovi said, he wouldn't, once he can't do, like, the Meadowlands, then he doesn't want to rock anymore. He doesn't want to go play the tiny places and end up at the fairs, and he doesn't want to be the guy who is like the Rolling Stones, 70 years old and still playing. But, hey, I say if people want it, then why not? They can't get no satisfaction from what they're hearing on the radio or in their iPods or whatever. You know, tune into iTunes, download and stuff. If they want to go old school, let them go old school. If they can make some money off of it, and they sell out. So somebody goes to see them. You know, it's like Fleetwood Mac is touring. Who else is? What's old is new. And then there are people that are younger that didn't hear some of the groups. There's lots of groups I haven't heard, not as an adult, not live. And maybe maybe they can catch a little bit of that lightning in a bottle.
The Who played the 12-12-12 festival.
They did. The Who really...
It was amazing.
They really did do a decent job. I watched The Who. And as Charles just mentioned, so sometimes you can, you still can go back to... They still can go back to performing, and we've seen that some of these groups will still sell out shows. I went to a Boston concert over the summer, proving the medium theory, in Atlantic City. When I was at the Jersey Shore, my husband, who wouldn't have really heard Boston either when he was younger, he would have been a little bit too young, but liked their music, wanted to go and see them, and we went to see them live, and they were actually pretty decent. It was maybe 5,000-6,000 people probably there. All right, so once again, I've gotten off on a tangent. I said that I would check the mailbag, so let's go to the mailbag.
You've got mail.
Oh, please. Is that from the 80s as well? You've got mail. Wasn't that a movie with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks?
You've got mail.
Oh, that's so awful. And now we just need that dial-up sound. Where? How does it go? Like, you know, you hear... So slow. It took forever. But that was back when we had patience and we weren't all ADD. So, without further ado, let's check the mail. This from Dave Barr. Hello, Kate Delaney. I love your show. At first, I really couldn't stand it. Now I am so hooked. I'm telling my buddies about it. Expect them to write you notes, too. I dig, dig, diggity, dig. Nice. Nail the score. And I also like your political bent. I think that you give everybody a chance to comment, and I like that. I'm sick of people beating other people up. It's boring radio. And I don't think you do boring radio, so bravo.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
It's not boring. We love it. We like it. All right, how about this one from Judge Knapp? Ooh, Judge Knapp. I saw that and I thought, ugh, what am I in trouble for? What did I say? You've been talking about the legalization of marijuana. I will tell you this. I have seen what drugs can do to families, and it's not a pretty sight. You obviously have not witnessed that firsthand. I think the legalization of marijuana is a big, bad thing. Colorado and Washington, good luck dealing with it. Ultimately, and you have used that word many times, Ms. Delaney. He's referring, I'll tell you about it in a second. The feds will come in, swoop in, and shut the marijuana factory down, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, so that was a little confusing, but had family members maybe that struggled with drugs and is saying what I was talking about before, it's a gateway drug. He's using the word ultimately because I got an email the other day, and it was a brilliant email, and I actually wrote back and said it was a brilliant email that pointed out the fact that I was using the word ultimately one night, and who knows how many nights in a row, too many times. One of the listeners decided that was a crutch word for me. And they didn't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear you say that word. I can take criticism. I thought it was good. The way that the email went, it was RB who said, ultimately, let's put that overused word in the dungeon, please, 25 times an hour. I bet I bet if you listen to people, I have to listen to, I'm going to do this, because you brought that up, I'm going to listen to some other talk shows, including Rush. I'm going to see if I can catch any kind of crutch words. Oh, maybe that's a boring idea. How about this one from Caitlin? I like America Tonight, but I don't like Nail the Score. Who cares about football? Why do we talk about football? It'd be like talking about celebrity gossip, which, congratulations, you don't do hardly at all, because I don't care about Lindsay Lohan or Blake Lively or any of the other young stars, except for you obviously know them, which is interesting. However, Susan Rice withdrawing from Secretary of State, bravo. I think it was long overdue. She should have ended the charade way back in October when you realized she was pinning her hopes on nothing. Nobody would have confirmed Susan Rice. Sincerely, talk to you again. The Susan Rice saga did go on too long. She did realize she was becoming a major distraction. She was seeing herself on the tube every 5 seconds, and everybody was talking about it. It was smart to withdraw. Could have been done earlier. But I think she really wanted the gig, so she was trying to hang in there. You know, when you really want something, everybody's telling you that you can't get it, you're not going to get it. Oh, too bad, so sorry. The woman has a ton of education. She went to Stanford and went to Oxford and did all the right things and isn't used to losing. She's not used to losing. She lost it, though, when Graham constantly made it an issue and John McCain made it an issue and the president tried to defuse it. He probably made it worse by saying, come after me. So there was no way. She was not going to get confirmed. Some people would have voted for it, but not enough to push her over the top. So she did the right thing by just, let's end the year out of this whole thing and just stay in her gig as the U.S. ambassador for the U.N. Smart move. Chris, hello, America Tonight and all the other listeners. I want to tell you that I am very surprised that Bill Clinton says that his wife is not going to run for the mayor of New York City. Do you think it's because Bill would like to be the mayor of New York City? If this was 250 years ago, you probably could be president and then be mayor of a city. No. Once you get the highest gig, you can't go backwards. Hillary needs a break. That's what the deal is. Maybe she'll run for president. I'm not sure. She looks like she's checked out from politics. I think that this was her last hurrah as Secretary of State. Any thoughts? You can send them to me. You know how you do that? Just go to americatonight.net and click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
How about a beer, Norm?
Fame, fortune, fat women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.